Welcome again to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. Glad to have you with us on this great radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, of course, and the Valentine area. We have some pretty cool museums here. Got a trip down the Niobrara River, Scenic River, the International Dark Skies area, all kinds of things to check out. Now, you might be planning next year's vacation or maybe a winter ice fishing trip, or down here in February for the Bull Bash or Valentine's Day. Well, find out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. In just a bit, Kim's going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. In the meantime, I have something on The Good Stuff sent in by Tony Bullitt called Old Pilots. An 80-year-old man went to the doctor for a checkup. The doctor was amazed at what good shape the guy was in. The doctor asked, what do you attribute your good health to? And the old-timer said, I'm a pilot. That's why I'm such a good shape. I'm up well before daylight and out flying up and down the countryside. The doctor said, well, I'm sure that helps, but there's got to be more to it. How old was your dad when he died? And the old-timer said, who said my dad's dead? The doctor said, you mean you're 80 years old and your dad's still alive? How old is he? The old-timer said, he's 100 years old now. And in fact, he flew next to me this morning in his own airplane. And that's why he's still alive. I tell you, he's a pilot. The doctor said, well, that's great, but I'm sure there's more to it. How about your dad's dad? How old was he when he died? And the old-timer said, who said my grandpa's dead? The doctor said, you mean you're 80 years old and your grandfather's still living? How old is he? Well, the old-timer said, I think he's about 118 now. The doctor was getting pretty frustrated at this point and said, well, I guess he went flying with you too this morning. The old-timer said, no, Grandpa couldn't go this morning. He got married. And the doctor said in amazement, got married? Why would a 118-year-old guy want to get married? And the old-timer says, who said he wanted to? Here's something else. I do not know the author on this. All I need to know in life I learned from fishing. There's no such thing as too much equipment. When in doubt, exaggerate. If it feels good, it's probably fishing. Everyone has a story about the one that got away. It's good to be at the top of the food chain. And another thing that I learned from fishing, even the best lines get weak after they've been used a few times. And sometimes you've really got to squirm to get off the hook. And something else I've learned from fishing, cast everything in the best light possible. Keep one eye on your bobber at all times. Take time to smell the fishes. I'm not sure about that one. I fish, therefore I am. I think I've seen that on a t-shirt and a bumper sticker somewhere. Something else in life I've learned from fishing, you never forget your first bite. A fishing line has a hook at one end and an optimist at the other. Fish always start to grow after they get away. Life is a can of worms. I guess you never know what you're going to get. The fishing is always better on the other side of the lake. And one final thing that I learned from fishing, when the going gets tough, the tough go fishing. Again, I do not know the author on that. If you have something to send to us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who that is.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can dive into their world. It's beyond the pastures. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You can unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. It all happens in one publication. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It comes out weekly, and you need to be getting yours. Now go to tsln.com. You ready for some heart-to-heart, Mike?
Yes.
Here's some very serious messages. Well, you know how serious we are, but anyway. The difference between dogs and cats is that dogs come when they're called. Cats take a message and get back to you.
Maybe.
No kidding. Anticipating is even more fun than recollecting. I agree with that. Rather than the memories, it's more fun to anticipate. I love to anticipate.
Memories are good, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have the memories forever, so. And there's an end date to anticipating.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. On the edge of a precipice, only a fool does cartwheels. Ta-da! Oh,
yeah.
let's pay attention, folks. No noise is so emphatic as the one you are trying not to listen to.
Oh, well, that's true. That really gets to you when you gets into your mind.
It does. And let's wrap it up with the entire sum of man's existence is the magic of being needed by just one person.
Well, there you go. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.